wonder what the challenges are, if they are different challenges with the younger team to have them in the right mindset.
I think it's a different challenge for, you know, maybe guys that haven't had a chance to compete in the tournament before. You know, with us, we've only got two that have competed in it, Marcus and Mitch. So even though we have transfers and we have some experience, it's all brand new to them as well. So I think it's pretty easy all week long to be excited, to be enthusiastic, to have your mind in the right spot. But then when you get down to actually playing, not to have that, feel that extra pressure or to tense up. And so I think there is a balance, and I do think experience does help with that. But certainly we're just doing all we can to make sure our guys are as loose as they can be and understand it should be a reward to play in the tournament and to go have fun.
Northeastern is a really, really hot from behind the arc. And Ochai mentioned just before you came out that games like Texas Tech and Iowa State, that where they shot successfully from three, could maybe help you in this one. Do you think they could, your players could kind of draw from those for this one?
Well, I hope we actually defend Northeastern better than we did the other two. But I do think it helps. You know, obviously we got lit up pretty good both occasions. So I think from a mindset standpoint, where you go from whatever your philosophy is to clogging the lane or making them score over the top to now you have to make sure you're there on the catch and short closeouts, if any, and certainly your ball screen defense has to be great because, you know, they're very, very good at scoring off of that and taking advantage of however you guard it. So it's a challenge, and they can shoot. And I don't know if anybody mentioned, but releases are quick. I mean, that's the thing that's unbelievable. They, you know, you're not very often you see in college basketball where you see kids that don't have to dip to shoot. And they got guys that don't dip to shoot. So it makes it a harder closeout because when you think you're there, you may not be there in time.
Bill, thank you for your time. What would you attribute to your success late in games decided by couple baskets? You rank consistently among the best coaches in games decided by 5 points or less.
I don't know. Luck, you know, having a player that can go get his own shot at the end of a clock. You know, that's a lot of it right there. You know, if there were many games decided by 5 points or less, that means we could have easily been up 9 with 30 seconds left and not close the game right. So I do think, I think guards that can go get their own is obviously something that's very, very important in those games. And also having guards that can close games out from a free throw standpoint. Also late game situations, you know, having guys that can switch five, you know, things like that certainly come into play that don't really come into play throughout, I'd say, the first 38 minutes of a game usually.
Coach, both of these teams came into the season with high expectations based on kind of where they are in the landscape of things. Both teams kind of dealt with injuries throughout the year. Do you see any similarities between how they've kind of rounded into form, both you and Northeastern, throughout the season?
Well, you know, I don't know, you know, all the stuff about Bill's group from a preseason standpoint. So, but obviously they're preseason picked high in the league and you know, they finished high. I don't know where they were preseason picked, but they have dealt with some injuries, but they seem to be full strength now. And the injuries with us have been disappointing, or what we dealt with has been disappointing, but it's been there's been a finality to it. So when the injury occurs, it's over for that year. When this occurs, it's over for that year. And when you're bringing guys back, it gives you hope, but it also can really kind of maybe mess you up in the interim when you don't have them, because you know you're coming back, so we're going to keep playing the same way we're playing, even though we're not as good playing that way now, but we know we're going to get them back. So, you know, I don't know if that's happened with Northeastern, but certainly with us, the finality of Doak's injury and everything may have, you know, it's awful that it happened, but it may have been a blessing for us the way it did, because we knew we could move forward without it.
Bill, obviously everyone gets caught up in name brands and you know, people like yourself that everyone knows. You were kind of where Bill is. I mean, he's so established in what he's done. How good is he, and how maybe underappreciated are guys like him and what they're doing at places like Northeastern?
Well, you know, my first experience having known Bill was when he was with Al at BC. And you look at the staff that they had at BC. I mean, that was a strong staff. And then also, to me, Bill is although I haven't spent a ton of time with him or anything, but, you know, on the road, and we've always been cordial and spoke and everything, but I've always been impressed with his thinking about the game. I mean, he would be a guy that would be great to sit on all the boards with the NABC and things like that, because he gets it, at least from the way I see it. He's accomplished a lot, but certainly it does take me back to my earlier days when you're playing four guards and they're all tough as nails and playing around one big and having about as much fun as you can have. You probably have as much fun coaching them as they have playing. And you know, that doesn't happen each and every year. So, you know, he's I don't know how old Bill is. He's younger than me, I'm sure. But I mean, his career path is certainly on an upward tick. I do think he's thought of to be a very well-respected and one of the better coaches in our business.
Lindsay Schnell, USA Today. Bill, I'm curious about the dynamic of having a former head coach on your staff with Norm. What does he bring that's maybe different, better than guys who have never sat in that chair? And then also, why were you okay with bringing someone in? Some coaches would be hesitant to bring in someone that had that type of experience, might be almost intimidated by it.
That was not the case. I don't know if you know this, but I helped raise Norm's two kids. Norm has been with me since 1995 at Oral Roberts as an assistant, and then at Tulsa as an assistant, at Illinois as an assistant, and at Kansas as an assistant for 1 year, and then deservedly so, he got a fabulous opportunity in New York City to coach St. John's, and I don't want to say it didn't work out well, but they went a different direction after about 6 years, and then we had the opportunity to bring Norm back. So I personally don't think that coaches should be in any way, shape, or form intimidated by adding something to their staff that makes them better. And Norm is a better assistant now, having been a head coach before, because he can see it through different lenses than what he could before. Like, a lot of times I think assistant coaches, I know when I was, I saw it through a lens of maybe what's best for the player or for this situation, as opposed to seeing it through a lens that, well, if we do it this way, this could affect how we handle something a year from now or something like that. And so he brings a maturity to that certainly is very helpful.
Bill, just regarding Northeastern again, is it easy for you to, as you think back all the time on Oral Roberts or
I don't think back all the time.
As you occasionally are made to think back on.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, is it easy for you to remember being sort of on the other side of the brand label? Not that you had occasions to play at Tulsa against Carolina and things like that.
Yeah.
Is it easy to remember that side of the coin?
It is easier to remember, and certainly I think that so many times, you know, let's just be totally candid and honest. You know, when teams watch certain teams play on TV, I'm sure if you're at a school like when we were at Tulsa, we've got tired of seeing those schools, and you can name every player 1 through 8, who they play, even their substitution patterns, or this is a play they may run out of bounds. You get to know that, but how often do the players that you're coaching at let's say a school that's on that's more exposed get a chance to see those players? And so you come in, you know, into a situation where you know, obviously there's mutual respect, but there may be a little bit more of a chip on somebody else's shoulder, and that's what you have to negate. It can't mean more to one than it does the other, and it'll certainly mean a lot to them. We know that, but it's got to be just as much or more to us, and but that's how upsets occur. To be real candid, and certainly we've been in a situation where, you know, you play somebody and your best player, you know, can't pronounce a name, but other teams talk about it. Even though it doesn't have one thing to do with probably the outcome, it does, you know, light a fire, more so to speak.
Hey, Bill. North Easton doesn't have a single freshman on the squad, while you know you guys play four. Do you see that kind of experience coming into effect?
Could. Yeah, it could. You know, who knows? It could. We're young. And certainly, I think there's a lot of things that wins in the tournament. I think one of them could be experience. But I also think that, you know, there's a lot of other things that win, too, whether it be talent or will or a lot of other intangibles that do as well. But certainly, we're not only – our experience is – we are less experienced than maybe even four freshmen and a junior, because two of our freshmen haven't played until midway or at the very end of the season. So it's not like there have been two freshmen out there that have been playing the whole time. We just decided to play David and Ochai, you know, in the last since February, for the most part. So we are probably a less experienced four freshman and junior starter than what you would even think it would be. So yeah, obviously that's a concern. Yeah,
Coach. Given what you've been through and the inexperience, does it make it like easier, harder, or just different for you coming into this tournament, where obviously you're a well-known program with expectations?
I think it makes it you can say whether it makes it it doesn't make it easier, because what would make it easier if you got, you know, really good seniors and really talented and they've been there before, you know, i.e. Devontae and Svee that we had last year. That would always be the easiest deal, but has it been harder or less fun? You know, every team has a different ceiling, and coaches know that better than anybody. And I think our kids have done a pretty good job operating against that ceiling for the most part. Not always, obviously, but I think I know what this team's capable of, and I think we're capable of doing some great things in this tournament. So that probably makes it more challenging and more fun, but it doesn't make it any easier. I don't feel like when you're at Kansas or Carolina or Duke or Michigan State or some of the – or Nova now, you know, or whatever, that you go into a deal and say, okay, you're a lower seed, so obviously the pressure's off. I think there's always pressure to perform at a place like ours, and certainly I don't want that to leave. I want our guys to accept that and know that's just how it is when you play here. But it is challenging, but on the flip side, it's very rewarding and can be very fun too.
Bill, Diedrich's been one of the go-to guys for your team this season. What do you kind of expect out of him for this one?
Well, I expect him to be our best player. You know, I think something that wins in the tournament is your best players play their best, and so certainly we expect him to be good tomorrow, and expect him to be good as long as we're fortunate enough to stay around. And if he's not, then you know we gotta certainly have others step up. But the reality of it is our chances to be successful aren't as high when our best players don't play well. That's the same way it is with any team. But yeah, we expect to play through him, and we're definitely gonna ride him. We have all year long.
We have time for two more questions. Bill, Northeastern's best player came from Serbia. He spent a year at Wichita Sunrise Christian. Do you remember him at Sunrise?
I did not scout Sunrise the year that he was there, but I've watched a lot of tape on him, a lot, and we've talked to people in Wichita and everything. He's a fabulous player. I mean, he plays with pace. He's got, you know, he's a point guard with size. He's got great vision, and his stroke is pure, you know. He's a tough matchup. He's a tough matchup, and certainly, I don't want to say that because I do know of him before the selection show came out. I'm not going to say that by any stretch that I didn't, because I did. But he, after watching him, he's got to be one of the better unknown talents in America. He's a really good guard.
Coming from a foreign country like he did, do you see any kind of style of play that maybe you wouldn't see from an American player or not?
I would say, you know, I don't know. His skill set, you know, he's got range, he can handle, he's got size. You can tell probably at a very early age he learned how to be a point guard, even though he's tall. because of skill set. But, you know, we had a kid last year in Svee that I see a lot of similarities in the way they carry themselves on the court.